Is Trump finished yet, Ion?
No, but it doesn't matter. I mean, we know what he's saying.
Did he blow it at the vaccine point?
It's good. It's good to hear.
It upgraded the vibe of America today?
Yes. And it's a sad day when there's 31,000 people in Coleman, Alabama, standing in the heat, listening to Trump sweat.
That's a sad day?
Yeah, I mean, because where have we come, Bob, that you have to go out in a field and listen to the last president talk about the next president because of the future president can't do what the last president should have done in the first place. Remember?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I mean, Trump's the one that said, okay, don't kill any of our people and we'll get the fuck out of your hellhole country. He said, you send niggers, you can have it.
Have it.
We leave it. We out of here. We leave it. Whenever Joe Biden gets in there and does it, pulls the rug out, leaving everybody stuck like Chuck in the middle of it and wondering why the Taliban is having a big time with it. So it's pretty funny.
Well, that's the rip.
I think
everybody's upside down. He released the Taliban and put the Americans in jail. He did it backwards. That's the rip, man. I told you the rip would be like this.
I think America needs to conquer America and build a bunch of shit and then leave and give us the country back once they conquer the United States needs to conquer the United States and then leave and then we'll have a whole bunch of guns and all kinds of good stuff. So that'll be fun.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's see what the people say.
Oh.
If you have something to add.
There's people?
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Now, y'all, this is a weird thing. There's stuff going on. There's some valid. Listen, this is going to be your validation show. If y'all don't fuck this up, this is going to be your validation show. You're going to find some things are occurring. Do you remember the mystic time traveler from 2037 or 3075 or something?
Yeah.
It was supposed to destroy North Carolina with the storm. Well, today's that day, and the storm has instead been moved to, what do you call that place? New York City?
Yes, the Long Island. Long Island.
Yeah, Long Island. Henri's going to put the hoo-hoo on them. It'll be fun. It'll be a damp night for sure.
Yes, Ron Rosenbaum wrote an essay 30, 40 years ago about how all pop culture came out of Long Island since World War II.
Mm.
Major figures. Mm. So maybe they're getting their comeuppance now. The end of an era. Okay.
Okay. So that part's fun. So there's a lot of validating that needs to come on. Don't be silly with your questions tonight. Be on tune. And don't try to tell us stuff. We don't want to hear what you have to tell us. So save you. You're just going to piss us off.
Yeah,
there's no reason to try to
get hold of that, Ion.
Don't tell us stuff. We don't need to know stuff.
We don't give a fuck what you think.
Yeah, well, no, it's okay if it's valid to develop your question. It's kind of like, this is how deluded I am, and I need to be undeluded so I can get an answer to this one question. Instead, you go on and on and on about how you had 9 PhDs and how you know everything under the sun, moon, and stars, and every wonderful thing that's ever come on this earth has been validated by your astute ramifications of your edumacation. If you got to do all that, then... Well, that's our standard rub. If you're that smart, you shouldn't have to tell people. They ought to notice. You see?
Yeah, it's like they all notice I'm smart. I don't say nothing.
But you never tell them. You say, I don't know nothing. I can't get nowhere. I don't even know where I am. I don't even know who you are. I don't know why I'm having a conversation. This woman I've been living with for a long time, I don't know who she is. She's an acquaintance. I like her pretty good, but, you know, I've lived with that day for a long time. It's a good day.
I'm sick of it.
Don't say that, Bob.
See that
Don't
coming.
Say that, Bob. Don't say that, Bob. It'll stop.
It'll I know. I starve otherwise. So I get
lick
here.
RNA drops up off the counter. You'll have to lick RNA drops
up
off the counter.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's okay. So be focused, and we don't know how long we're going to go. This is coming for the true blue moon. Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Why are you laughing? That wasn't funny. That's a true
laughing at jokes coming down the pike. I live ahead of myself. I'm laughing at future jokes, okay? All right, don't take any credit for it. Okay, here we go.
Bob will be riding six white slaves when he comes.
Well, let's see. Ginny usually has something to say. Go ahead, Ginny.
Hi, Ion. How are you?
Hey,
you're
well,
very non-physical.
Well, we are. Here we go. This is good. Way to start off. We are beside ourselves.
Does that mean you're next to me?
Yeah. We fuck with you, honey. You good. You get weirded out sometimes, but we kind of like that. It keeps it exciting. Keeps it saucy. That's fun.
So if you're beside yourself, where does that mean you are?
Oh, there's a race to the bottom that the humans are engaging. Hey, y'all listen up. Listen what she's doing. She's doing it right. She's being focused. She's trying to get an answer to a question. Now, she has the inside parts of her pretty cleared up. All right? There's very little that she has to sit and pine and wonder about, you see. She didn't have to go to Camp David and lay around to see what things are going to be said that might be important or not be important or not. She's kind of got a well-rounded capacity of what's up. So asking these simple, direct questions, get answers that can be illuminating if you know how to put them together. Thank you, Bert. Okay? So now, go ahead and ask your question again since we've qualified a little bit. This is getting better. Thank you.
If you're beside yourself, where does that mean you are? You said there's a race to the bottom. So are you, you're at the bottom to catch people, or what are you doing down there?
That's the whole thing. There was a day. There was a day in the life when yes, that would be the case. But that's fleeting now. See, that's the rub. That's the rub. See, Jesus saves, Moses invests, and we've gotten to the point we almost don't care.
Right. Correct.
Almost.
And it's easy not to care many days because the choices that people are making are so insipidly retarded and stupid that you have to, it actually causes you to lose your compassion in a certain sense, or at least I'm getting to
come on,
that.
Well, Ginny, you were all one. Ginny.
Okay.
What happened to you?
That's
you were with Dr. Dean.
He can't be talking
like that. Well, it is Saturday, different Ginny.
Listen. No, yeah, that's true. Listen, no, that's not really. No, her words are sound. That's just not the reason. The reason is that we're so used to it. We're just so used to it.
Mm.
Do you see? You watch a movie and you never saw male full frontal nudity, except the rarest occasion. Now, that's normal. That's normal. So much so that there's nothing to it. I mean, people don't even care about naked anything else anymore. It's like, they just compare it. Memories. Okay, we got this down pat. So, violence, killing people, doing stuff, doing bad. What is that? What is it? The Tiki Talk says, can't talk right now. I'm doing bad dog shit. So, what's happening is you've been desensitized to it. So nothing has any relevance. If there was a newspaper, nobody reads the newspaper anymore, but if there's a newspaper, there was a murder in Coweta County. Oh, my God, a murder. That'd be the biggest news ever. That don't even make the cut. Nobody cares. Whatever. Sweep them up. Let's go. That's like, the trash man came today. Okay, he comes every day. That's not odd.
I heard you say for the first time in my ears that Trump declared martial law before he left office and the military is in charge. So he also said that he was a wartime president and he put the naval ships in the each harbor on each side of the United States. So he has maintained his wartime status throughout this whole episode. Is that an accurate statement?
Correct. That's correct. And here's the new, and the caveat is that Biden can't be run out of office if there's a war. See, you'd have to go to the Hague to sort this out. But the Constitution is very clear. If there is a war, then he can't be run out. Even in a 25th Amendment, unless he dies or they kill him or something. But, y'all, please don't kill him. Let him live. Oh, God, he's already dead, so don't kill the dead people. They're hard. Don't do it. Let it go. Because the last thing you need to do is make Joseph Robin Biden a martyr of some sort. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Let him live. He'll do you much
mm-hmm.
better live. Let him put him high on a pedestal somewhere. That'd be great. Listen to him babble on about doubling down on what's a straight out faced up lie. I mean, we got a split screen of people getting killed in Afghanistan. He says, well, knock on wood, nobody got, that was 4 days ago. We don't talk, that was a long time ago. Why are we talking about that? We talk about what's going on right now. They don't even talk about 4 days ago. That's silly. So, the split screen that he doubles downs on it, thinking that media ecology is going to save him. But see, it's a waspish thing. You remember when you were kind of concerned, when we were kind of rolling along, and you're like, come on now, Ion, this thing ain't going right, it's going upside down. Then we noticed this thing called a rip. Okay? This rip kind of turned everything upside down, but now look what's happening. Just like every convex and concave compression in the what you call the time-space continuum, we don't call it that, but we're trying to use words that people can go, oh, yeah, that thing. Okay, but if we just say that thing, nobody knows what the hell we're talking about. So we'll use that word that people have embraced. It's now springing back. And so now that very thing that saved Biden is now biting him in the butt. Hard.
Mm.
And where's Kamala, Wally Doodle all day? Where's Polly Wally? Oh, wait, whatever her name is. Where is she? She's off to Vietnam.
Mm.
Pretty interesting. She's not going to make the cut.
Mm.
That's why all the beauty parlors are going to be open back up in San Francisco so that Nasty Pelosi can get her hair, her nails did and her hair did. She got to get a shampoo and set a nice blowout. She got to get a nice blowout. She's going to be the new president. Just for a minute.
Nasty Pelosi, you said that many times, so you still hanging with that.
Well, it is, and it was not possible. No way it ever was it possible, but it is. Florida sort of is male. All of a sudden. He's excited about it. Now, let's talk about the thing, the best thing that the Gadabout Democrats have done, the best thing that they've done is give away money for free. See, what Bob done is he rent money. That's what he did. Money is rent. You know what? You know the difference between ruined and rent?
About 4 states, I'm thinking.
Just about it. But if something's ruined, you can cut it up and make a quilt out of it. The remnants, you can make something with something that's ruined. You see what I mean? If milk's about to go bad, you can make a yogurt culture out of that. It's ruined, but you can do things with it. If it's rent, a dog won't even need it. A pig won't even need it if it's rent. That's the difference. It's like naked and naked. Naked means you're up to something.
Ion, I was thinking the other day, is it still a remnant in the earth, and is the remnant the unvaccinated then now that haven't aberrated their DNA, or what's going on with that?
Well, let's ask you a question. You answer our question, and then we'll answer yours. How close is Florida Refresh ready to go?
3 days.
All right. In 3 days, that'll be the answer to your question. Because you've got to make some that break in the genome. That's what this has been about all the way through, is breaking the genome back. That's how you got this many damn people in the earth right now. Plagues, wars, rumors of wars, disease, disdain, murder, rape, rampage, cars, automobiles, people getting run over by trains. Lots of respectable people been run over by trains. All this death that's gone on through this world, and you keep making more and more and more and more and more and more and more people. You got to have some break in the sequence now to bring it back to God. And they were very clear, even through all the scriptures. Now, that's not at the strip club, although Magic City is the place, but it's not the strip club, but it is about the scriptures that says, this is what's happening, this is what's going on, this is what's going to happen. It's going to get ugly. It's getting kind of hectic.
Okay, let me understand that. Now, if it's a hologram and it's all an illusion, does it matter how many people are here?
No. What is it, the hologram? What is the hologram?
Well,
the
you're talking thing? About supposedly the supposed population of the supposed illusion that's the movie we're watching.
Mm. Yeah, but it still stings, Jeannie. You still get hungry. You still bleed. It's still something that's acrid is sour. That doesn't change that even in a hologrammy.
But
all
it's a tactility. You have the...
Don't use hologram to mean something pseudo. All media are real. Holograms are real.
Correct.
So when you say it's a hologram, that means it's real.
Okay,
correct.
So we really have 7 billion people here, and so this is really
not
just about
long.
Population control?
No. That's not what we said. What we said was that you had to have a break in the genome. The question was, how did you get 7 billion people with polio? How did you get 7 billion people with tuberculosis? How did you get 7 billion people with the Black Death? How did you get 7 billion people with the flood? You see? So in some space, you have to break the genome chain. And so this does that correction. The spray.
Okay, I don't understand. I'm sorry, but
well,
I really
know.
Don't
understand. It's obvious. It's obvious that you don't understand. So here's the point. You can't have this many people. We say everybody can ascend, but they won't. Everybody can, but they won't. You see?
Why can't you have this many people?
Oh, because the break in the genome has to be broken. This space has to be broken.
What is the break?
Excuse me, Jenny. Let
me
ask this. Hi, hon. Is it like burning down a forest and starting over with the burnt down new dead seeds?
No, actually, it would be more like picking up all the pine cones so you don't have any new pine trees.
No,
it's like picking
no.
up all the acorns. Pick up all the acorns, and you won't have any more oak trees.
It's why we have so many stars. Why do we have so many stars out there? Why is the Milky Way evaporating? What happens next is spelled out in my private session later tonight.
Great. But don't spoil it. Don't spoil it, Jeannie. But you're on your own point. You're doing
it.
No, don't. No, Bob can't spoil it. Bob can't spoil it because he won't have people.
Okay,
do
it.
Well, it is true. Most people are sleep, drunk, or fucking that time of hour of the morning, so sometimes it may be good to have a little preview. It may not hurt to have a little preview, let them know what's up. But then they catch it up on the next backup thing when they sober up and listen to it again. So that's always good. It's always new and fresh every time. It's even new for Bob, too. It's all great.
Okay,
so,
the original question was the remnant.
Wait, one second. Carolyn, you get the rub of the ever-expanding genome that's happened to the humans. What's happened is the humans have expanded rather than ascended. See, there's enough geometric. What is that word? The genome strata has gotten so wide that you make room for, say, Down syndrome. The breaks in the lines. So what's happened is the humans have proven that 144,000 double helix strands are appropriately divinable in the divine sort of way. So now you focus the funnel back into one line. The Bible doesn't talk about a bunch of gods. It talks about God. That's what you got to become is God. Not a bunch of gods.
Well,
you don't become multi. You don't become the multiverse. So you've proven it theoretically. So now you're going to channel it back to where you'll have X number of ascended gods, and those will be what's left.
Is that like what Bob says about we've extended ourselves with all our electrical digital accoutrements so that we're too spread out? Has that extended us as well?
Well, it is pretty interesting when you can be in the mainland and pick up your telephone, and we're not going to say it because it'll do things to people's stuff. We don't want to do that. And have them turn the lights on, feed the dog, turn, unplug the coffee pot, unlock the front door, check the security cameras, make the vacuum, make the Roomba run, empty the Roomba in the little bag, take out the mail, bring in the mail, take out the trash, and all that stuff from mainland. See? So you spread yourself so everywhere that you are everywhere and nowhere. So now you don't even have to get your lazy ass up off your big old barca lounger to turn the damn lights on or turn the TV up or down. And too damn sorry to turn a channel on a TV. Now you speak what you want it to turn to. Craziest thing in the world. Bob has undone typing. He's undone it. You type, but nobody else types. They don't type. They speak it.
Uh-huh.
However, slang, but they don't type anymore. And that's why nobody cares about diction. Nobody cares about spell check. Nobody, and the spell check just runs it. Nobody knows it. Nobody reads it. So who cares? It don't matter. No good.
Right.
Do the web.
Okay, so I'm going to come back
Now go back to your question. We had to clean that up for Carolyn because this is going to affect two new products that she's working on right now that are very, very important. Okay, that's good, because these things are going to start hitting hard. And y'all are pretty good. Y'all get them pigs to market pretty fast now. It used to take forever and ever and ever and ever. But shit, y'all can make things now in no time. You go from the freezer to the oven to the table, just like that. It's pretty exciting. So that's good. That was for Carolyn. Sorry, Jenny Bell. Now, darling, what was your question about the remnant position of the holographic... hologrammy.
Okay, I'm going to start over. I'm asking, there's a remnant in the Bible.
Yep.
Okay. The remnant are the ascended with the 144,000 double helix strands. Yep.
Not necessarily.
Okay, good. All right. Okay, so now, so the clarifying point is the humans have extended the genome. So are you saying that it's there's 7 billion people have diluted it, like it's a there's just a limited capacity in the genome that the 7 billion people are coming out of?
The only reason you got this number of people is you had to prove that it was possible to have that much DNA material. See? You couldn't prove that even such a thing. For example, back in the day, they couldn't prove...
Hey, you told me not
paper.
To blow my fucking private session. Now you're blowing it. Cut back on that.
Blow it.
Let them wait, Ion.
Sorry.
Look, just Deuteronomy, people. Deuteronomy.
You'll have to get real.
Fly to the galaxy.
You have to get really early in the morning.
Well,
they didn't think there was enough pages. They didn't think there was enough pages to write all the books. And now they don't use either.
So is this where you need enough DNA in the whole world to make ascended people?
No. That's you had to it. Prove that it was it. The point. Humans are so back-asswards in their God power that they got to be from Missouri, and you're going to show me. You're going to prove it to me. You're going to do this. And then the next thing you know, Tom T. Hall is dead, and then all is lost. So, and after that, there you go. So, the remnant, Jenny, is what you would want to say is what's left after the catastrophe. Now, whether or not they ascend, that's a different step. See, that's the bride of Christ. You see, that's the bride.
Okay.
The bride is included in the remnant, but it's not the totality of the remnant.
And the bride is without spot or blemish, meaning that that is an unvaccinated bride, I'm assuming, right?
There's nothing wrong with being vaccinated, Jenny.
There's
over
nothing
that
wrong
point.
With
it.
No. We hate
all right, well,
you.
So you're going to get one, Bob.
I already got vaccinated.
We hate this.
Prove it, I did.
We hate this. Sorry, Jenny. sorry, Jeannie, I know you hate this more than anything else, so we'll do it.
Be Trump, man.
Yeah.
Trump told everybody to get vaccinated today.
Isaiah 42:1, Carolyn.
That went to you, Jeannie.
Isaiah 42:1, Carolyn. Look it up. You're lazy.
You've been real sweet. Jeannie, you've been real sweet, and you haven't even been a bitch tonight. So this is good. We're so thankful. So we weren't going to lay you out with scripture stuff, so that's good. We like that. But we had to get that in because we're trying to break the chains of Calvinism.
Behold my servant, upon whom I uphold mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. We see in this the prophecy of the coming Messiah. When we see the word behold, it is saying, come closer and take a better look.
That agrees with Garrett and Giovanna, Carol. What's the call letters for that? What station is that?
Isaiah 42:1.
Thank you. Isaiah 42:1.
Call station. Okay, so back to there's no problem getting vaccinated.
Jeannie, we just broke Calvinism. That just broke it. The justification by faith alone. The various views regarding the extent of the atonement. Now the atonement, that's where Nan comes in. When they don't make the cut, then Nan can renegotiate it after the fact. So there's still places to work with.